Yeah, we're rolling.
Hey guys,
we're rolling.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen.
Hello. No, not yet. We can't say hello yet.
I didn't say it. I said hey.
Hello, hello.
Hello, hello.
My name is Mauro,
and I'm Dan,
and we're getting burnt out.
And that's
our intro.
No.
And
this is let's talk about getting animals. Burnt out. Dude, you need to take a vacation and
no,
you won't.
No.
Don't complain about being burnt out and then refuse to take
vacation. I'm not complaining.
I just made a statement.
Yeah, I just made
publicly.
Did you hear me say, "Oh my god, I can't. I'm getting burnt out." Oh.
But you're just making a statement
about
being burnt out.
This is me complaining about getting burnt out. I'm not. I don't care.
I've definitely heard. Are you fine?
I'm great. This is Let's Talk About Cool Animals, our podcast, which is our 20th episode.
I mean, but like not really.
Our 20th Monday episode.
There you go. We're up to what? Almost like, what, 35?
34 with this one, I think.
Wow.
Or 33. I don't know.
A couple months away from the big 5-0.
Long road. We've been at this for 5 months now.
Yeah.
Yeah, we released our trailer in April 29th.
Dreams do come true, kids.
This is a dream. This is our dream.
Yeah.
A lot of fun. Thank you for everyone that's been supporting us.
Thank you actually for all the people who have been messaging us through the website. That's been so cool.
Oh, yeah. If you can't sense Dan's sarcasm.
I was lying. Please. Can someone just send us a message?
Yeah, we set up a form.
Are you sure it's connected?
It might not be. You can, yeah. There you go. Let us know. Test it out because
we don't
know if it works.
We don't like you. You could tell us how much you hate us, Matt.
Yeah.
You know what? Corinne's gonna do it. Corinne,
Matt, do it.
Corinne, you better beat my brother to this and send us a message. If you don't, I'll never forgive you.
Oh, I thought you were gonna threaten someone.
No,
through a podcast.
No. Corinne's amazing.
Oh. Love you, Corinne, even though I never met you.
She's wonderful.
I'm sure you're wonderful and great.
Yeah, she tolerates my brother. I love you, Matt, but
Yom Kippur to anyone that celebrates.
Yeah, shout out to Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur.
I don't know what that holiday entails. I just saw it on the calendar. I know it's a bank holiday. So if you're listening to this and you're celebrating Yom Kippur, you know, great. Congratulations. And
it's a day of atonement.
Say it again.
It's a day of atonement.
A day of atonement. So yeah, atone your tones very atonementally. And thanks for listening.
The light
just went off as I said that. I feel like the room rejected my joke.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. God rejected your joke.
Yeah, so 20th episode, 5 month anniversary, Yom Kippur. And of course, if you add all those three things together, we're talking about a parrot. And his name
is. Is that what that added up to? All right.
That's how math works. Nope. We're talking about Alex the parrot. Alex was a parrot. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you on Wednesday.
End of episode. Bye.
All right. You want to tell us about Alex the parrot, apparently?
Apparently.
Let me preface this with saying that I knew about Alex beforehand. And he is probably known. He's probably the most well-known parrot in history. Take it away, Dan. Who is Alex?
Before I tell you, for those of you who want to tell Mauro how pretentious he is for saying he knew about it before everyone else did, please go to animalspodcast.com and send us a message. Corinne, this is you. Like the weight of the
Please.
World is on your shoulders.
Absolutely.
All right. So anyways, Alex was an African gray parrot who was chosen to be part of a 30-year-long animal psychology experiment by Irene Pepperberg.
Love that name.
Pepperberg.
Sounds like something out of like Harry Potter.
Oh, the Pepperberg.
Professor Pepperberg.
Professor Pepperberg.
That's a lot of alliteration.
All right.
Anyway.
So Irene Pepperberg was running a study at the University of Arizona, as well as for Harvard and Brandeis University.
Brandeis? I don't know.
I think it's Brandeis.
There's this thing that when you learn words through reading, you don't properly know the correct pronunciation.
Like,
thus, you know, you shouldn't make fun of people that mispronounce words.
Nobody was making fun of you.
You do it sometimes to me.
Oh, you're going to get sensitive? You pretentious animal. What's the girl from Harry Potter? What's her name?
Hermione.
I used to call her Hemeroine because when I read her, I like read it wrong the first time. So I thought
Hermione.
Yeah, it was like something my stupid like little kid brain. Anyways, so before we actually can talk about Alex and all the incredible things he accomplished, we need to talk about Irene. So who is she, Moro?
Irene Pepperberg. I love that name so much. She's an animal, and I'm saying is in the present. She's an animal cognition scientist, researcher, lecturer, and has been an adjunct and visiting professor at multiple universities, including Purdue, Harvard, MIT, University of Arizona, and Brandeis University. So she's pretty legit.
Yeah.
We can vouch for her. She was born here in Brooklyn in 1949, and she has a long road of studying animal psychology. She's known as an animal psychologist, so it's pretty cool, right?
I'm just picturing a parrot laying down on the couch talking to her about what's going on.
She also has another thing going on, which has nothing to do with this.
Or everything.
Yeah, but
depending on where birds come from.
Right. So what is it?
So she's currently serving on the advisory board for METI, which is Messaging Extraterrestrial Intelligence.
Which is an actual like branch of research.
Is it government?
I don't know if it's funded by the government, but
they do fun stuff.
They send signals and messages out into the space just to see if something comes back.
Hey, you up?
So I don't know what she has to do with that. Birds, no alien language. I don't know, some connection, but she's currently doing that. She's got some fun stuff going on. But Irene set out to study vocabulary and cognition skills on a single parrot. And the parrot chosen was?
Alex.
Alex. So we're bringing it back to Alex. Shout out to Alex.
My fiance.
And our sales manager.
Oh, and also, so there's, we in the office, we refer to my fiance as my Alex, and then our director of sales as our Alex.
Yeah, so we have two Alexes in our life. And
I have a bunch of Alexes in my life. Anyways.
And now one more.
Yes.
And he's a parrot. So who's Alex?
So Alex was hatched in May of 1976 over in the UK.
In the UK.
Are you going to do some weird accent?
I don't know. You can't do.
Just leave it alone.
Parrot. Parrot.
What?
I don't know. I'm burnt out.
Are you okay? Oh, man. Irene bought Alex from a pet store in Chicago in June of 1977 while she was working at Purdue University. And she named him Alex as an acronym for Avian Language Experiment.
That's how I'm going to name my future kid.
All right, Elon Musk, relax.
No, I'm saying it's going to be an acronym for something, and I'm not going to tell him until, like, I don't know, he's old enough to realize what happened.
You should.
So, yeah.
Don't Why? Do that. I don't know.
Like I don't know. Something weird. It's like a fun thing, but Alex is like an actual name.
Yeah,
so
we could name Avian kid Language Audio Science.
Sure.
There was some celebrity who named their kid Audio Science.
Okay, so Alex was an African gray parrot, which are known for their ability to mimic human speech very well. So he was the perfect candidate for this. Also, he couldn't fly because his wings were clipped at a very early age, and he never learned how to fly. It's not like he couldn't physically fly. He never learned how to fly. So that's kind of a bummer already.
It immediately made me sad.
Yeah. Oh, I don't want to give away the ending. Alex is dead now, but that's not that's not the point of the story. He died in 2007. Just so no one's surprised by the ending, he's dead. But some cool stuff happened along the way that made this worth talking about with me mentioning the death like 10 minutes in.
You should be a grief counselor.
Just saying.
So the training began immediately. In 1999, Irene told the New York Times that Alex doesn't just imitate human speech as other parrots do. Alex can think.
Bum, bum, bum. That's a good... I wanted to preface the training with that. Because, like, yeah, of course, like, you have 10-year-old girls teaching parakeets and parrots how to vocalize and speak. This wasn't just like, let's see how well this parrot can speak. They wanted to test cognition, intelligence, vocabulary, all those things, rather than just like, hey, we're going to teach this parrot how to say fuck and laugh in the lab every 10 minutes.
I feel like that gets old.
This was an actual study, and it took 30 years. And it ended because Alex ended, but I'm sorry.
Why do you keep laughing?
I'm sorry.
Would you like me to elaborate
Let's
on
go
the
into the training. Yeah, please do.
All right. So Irene used a model rival technique to train Alex. So the model rival technique involves two trainers, one to give instructions and one to model correct and incorrect responses and to act as the student's rival for the trainer's attention.
That's such a needy way of teaching someone.
It's
like we're going to put... Yeah, no, it's cool. It's cool. And the fact that they're using this on a parrot. Continue.
So the model and the trainer also exchange roles so that the student sees the process is fully interactive. Alex, in the role of the student, tries to reproduce the correct behavior.
So Irene and some other researcher would... I guess Irene could like show the other researcher an apple. And the researcher would say, apple. And it wasn't a teaching method based on reward, more based on observation. So Alex would see this take place, and then they would try it on Alex. And Irene and the other researcher would switch to be like, okay, what is this? An apple. And Alex would be like, oh, she just said it's an apple, so that must be an apple. And that's how Alex was taught. Rather than like, what is this? Apple. Here's a treat. You know? Do you get it?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm just...
Do you guys get it? If you get it, please go to animalspodcast.com and tell us that you get it.
Okay. So Irene said that Alex could identify 50 different objects and recognize quantities up to 6. What a loser. He couldn't do math. He could distinguish 7 colors and 5 shapes and understand the concepts of bigger, smaller, same, different, and that he was learning over and under. And he eventually did learn because this was from the interview in 1999.
So, which is so cool.
Yeah, like that's a smart bird. You know, you're always going on about the bird brain whenever we talk about a bird.
I say this?
Yeah, you've said it every time we talked about a bird. Like when we did the terror bird episode.
Yeah,
they weren't smart, bird brained.
Yeah.
Well, this was the first study that showed bird intelligence.
The African gray is known to be intelligent.
So this was in 1977. Before that, it was primates and dolphins.
Yeah.
But now it's a bird.
I got a question for you.
What?
How do you get to Carnegie Hall?
Practice?
Practice.
I thought there was a...
No.
There was
a pun in here. So sometimes Alex would practice words when he was alone.
Yeah, that's cool.
And even helped to teach other parrots several words, including answering Irene's questions from another room while she was asking other parrots.
Yeah, I have the example for that. She was trying to teach... Oh, Griffin was his name, the new parrot that she brought in the 90s. And she held up a purple S. And she would ask other parrots, what sound is purple? So they were trying to get the sound of the letter without actually saying the letter. And Griffin had just learned the word wool and that he like stuck to it through all his training sessions. And from the other room, you could hear Alex go, like answering her question. And then Irene would shut him up from the other room and then go back to Griffin and ask the same question, what sound is purple? And Griffin would be like, wool.
So Griffin sounds like an idiot.
Yeah. No, but it's cool. It's cool. And also he would he participated in the model rival technique as a model. Also.
Alex did.
Yeah. For other parrots.
Alex had a whopping vocabulary of up to 100 words.
Yeah, smart little bird.
Which is pretty cool.
Not too bird brained.
No. But again, African grays can recognize up to 1,000 words, but...
Can they now? That's cool. Why can't Alex recognize 1,000 words?
I don't think that's
what it was.
I think what's happening here is the fact that this bird... It was documented that he could think and process things. That was the incredible... He would practice.
That's a perfect lead-in to the next point, which is... He was looking at a mirror once, and he asked Irene, what color? And learned gray, the word gray, after being told gray 6 times. This made him the first and only non-human animal to have ever asked a question. And it was an existential question.
He was
looking at himself in a mirror and he asked what color. Maybe asking like, what color am I? You know? What am I? What color? You know?
Is that existential though?
It is. I think so.
It's not.
Remember the mirror test in the Coco episode?
Mm-hmm.
Oh yeah, let's connect this to Coco somehow. Animal study, language, and vocabulary. Go listen to our episode on Coco and Penny, whatever her name was. That was a long time ago. That was episode number 7.
Oh, that was like in the middle of the pandemic.
Yeah, remember that? It's not like we're in the middle of the pandemic now.
I'm so tired of this pandemic.
Yeah, it's so inconvenient. I hope you're all staying safe, washing your hands still. It's still a real threat. For real.
Wear a mask. Anyways.
Wear a mask and do things.
So okay. Alex could distinguish an object by its color, shape, and the material it was made of.
Yeah. So they would bring a tray with a bunch of objects and they would switch it up so they could, you know, so it didn't seem like he was memorizing the objects. And he could do it, which honestly, that's better than like a kid. A lot of kids are stupid now. And Irene would sometimes get irritated, like when Alex wouldn't answer the question correctly. And Alex always tried to defuse the situation with the phrase, "I'm sorry."
Which, like, I want to hug him.
Yeah. Like, "I'm sorry I'm making you mad. I'm trying my best.
I'm just a bird."
"You signed up for this, lady."
So Alex's intelligence was on a level similar to dolphins, great apes, and a 2-year-old.
A 2-year-old, which sounds annoying on a bird, but also kind of impressive.
It sounds impressive.
Yeah, but also like a bird just yelling, like, "Mommy, applesauce. Paw Patrol." What do kids like?
Replace "mommy" with Alex and applesauce with coffee, and that's me in the morning.
Yeah, honestly, yeah. So, yeah, this study went on for 30 years. 30 years. Like, the patience on this woman. Like, thank God they're researchers like Irene Pepperberg. But yeah, she was able to gather a lot of information on not just speech on parrots, but just overall avian intelligence. Because he was able to answer questions. He was able to ask questions. He was able to answer questions by asking questions. And like you said, he could distinguish color, shape, and material. He's a bird. Did we mention that he's a bird?
Like the entire time, yeah.
I know, but like, he's a bird.
No, we get it.
Quah!
You're going to have to fix that.
Oh, I'm
going to
fix that in post. I gave this away like 10 minutes ago. He died. Do you want to tell us about the death?
I mean, sure. Thanks. So Alex passed away on September 6, 2007 at the age of 31, which is actually a surprise because African grays can live anywhere from 40 to 60 years in captivity. You know, maybe it's like, what's it? Flowers for Algernon.
Yeah, whatever that is. I don't know.
Wait, really?
Yeah, I don't know what that is.
You need to read Flowers for Algernon.
Oh, this is read. This is a read.
Yeah. You like to read?
Yeah, I don't have time to read. I have like 5 books on backlog.
Flowers for Algernon. Anyways.
You want me to tell you his last words?
Yeah, all right. What were Alex's last words?
"You be good. I love you. See you tomorrow."
No. Yeah. Did you keep that out of the notes on purpose?
Yeah. He would say this every night when Pepperberry left the lab.
Oh, you're so rude. I'm going to cry.
"You be good. I love you. See you tomorrow."
Oh.
And then he died of a heart attack overnight.
All right. Well, there's a foundation you could support. So it's
I want you to bask in this emotion.
We're going
to
move on.
Just imagine a bird that you've been working with for 30 years.
I get it. I've had to put my own dog to sleep. I understand.
He's known you for 30 years. And the last words that came out of his mouth are, "You be good. I love you. See you tomorrow." So he
are
expected
you trying to make
you,
me cry? What are you doing?
He expected you to come back tomorrow so you could, you know, keep teaching him because he enjoyed being taught.
Or he just kind of, it was a learned behavior and...
There are some controversies with that. People think it was that.
Yeah.
But that's with every speech study, right? Same thing with Coco. Yeah. Anyways. You talked about a foundation. What foundation?
So it was founded by Irene, and it focuses on funding her research, which is incredible from what you've heard, as well as supporting conservation efforts for parrots. So you can check that out at alexfoundation.org. We'll have that in the show notes.
Yeah. They make... not make money because they're a nonprofit, but they most of their funds come from donations.
Viewers like you.
From listeners like you.
No, it's like a PBS thing.
And they also have cute little gifts, parrot-themed gifts on the gift shop. We should reach out to them because their website looks like from 1996. But
if you do hear this, we would be happy to build a website for you.
Yeah. Irene, Dr. Pepperberg, or whatever you call yourself, that's respectable enough. I don't know if Irene is appropriate.
Dr. P.
Dr. P.
Are you for real? You really laughed at Dr. P. I just meant like you were abbreviating because you kept saying Pepperberg.
Anyways.
you got to get it together.
If you're
dude.
Listening, we love what you continue to do and all the amazing information that we were able to get from your studies and as well as the conservation efforts that have to do with parrots. They're not endangered, but they're a very common pet, right? African gray parrots.
Just a thing. Do not feed avocados to birds.
Really?
It's super important that you know that. Why? It'll kill them.
How? Is it toxic?
There's a toxin in there. I don't remember what it is.
No, that's all I wanted to know. I didn't
know
that.
Super important. Like, I just feel like this is a public service announcement. Don't feed avocado to birds.
Cool. If you can take anything away from this episode, don't feed avocados to birds. I'll put that in the show notes.
Yeah. I feel like I saved a life. Bold.
Yeah. Also, if you want to learn more about the entire study, the 30-year study, well, at the time it was 22 years. But in January of 1999, Harvard University Press published the Alex Studies, a book summarizing Irene's experiments with Alex. I kind of want to read that now.
Oh, but you don't want to read Flowers for Algernon? Mm. All right, podcast over.
learn about Alex, learn about parrot conservation efforts, visit alexfoundation.org. And while you're in your trusty little browser, you can type in animalspodcast.com. And you can come to our website after you visited alexfoundation.org. And you can contact us, say hi, curse us.
Just send us a message.
You know, do whatever, please. Literally send us a blank email.
No, don't do that.
No subject email. No spam emails, please.
I'll take spam emails at this
point. Or a spam email. But thank you again so much for listening. That's Alex the Parrot, a beautiful true genius of the bird world. And that's it.
End of podcast.
Do you have anything left to say?
No, I've said end of podcast 3 times.
No, but like a line to leave with?
I mean,
don't feed avocados to birds.
Don't feed avocados to birds.
All right, then that's our podcast. Don't feed avocados to birds.
Was it? Thank you. I love you. Good night.
You be good. I love you. See you on Wednesday. Right? No, that's just something we said. We should say that from now on. You be good. I love you. See you on Wednesday. That's sad.
Especially if one of
how
us
dies. How does that make you
beforehand?
Feel? You never told me how it made you feel.
How what makes me feel?
That Alex died uttering those words as his
he
last
didn't
words.
Die uttering the words.
No, but like overnight.
I mean, if he did it on a nightly basis, this is not, I don't understand.
All right. Anyways.
Goodbye.
Thank you for listening. Bye.